Item number 12.
Thank you.
Oh, here he comes. All right.
From the Milwaukee County.
This is a report from the Milwaukee County Youth Task Force. Sorry. Item number 12. Go ahead and read it.
From the Milwaukee County Youth Task Force submitting an informational report regarding the recommendations to establish and organize a committed programming plan for youth in Milwaukee County. This also went to the Committee on Parks. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee. Parks took no action on this item.
Okay. Good afternoon, Mr. Crowley.
How are you doing, Madam Chair and members of the committee? My name is David Crowley. I'm a legislative assistant to Supervisor Nakia Harris and also staff the Milwaukee County Youth Task Force. The Milwaukee County Youth Task Force was created by an adopted resolution in September 2011 to address barriers of youth in Milwaukee County. Beginning in March of 2012, the task force met each month to discuss the following topics: youth violence prevention, parks and recreation activities, public transportation and transit issues, children's court programming, county-sponsored youth programs, including employment opportunities, a Milwaukee County Youth Commission, and Youth Sports Authority. In response to the directives laid out in the resolution, the task force collaborated to comprise a list of recommendations to address particular concerns. What we did in order to get the Youth Council together was we went through various social media outlets and newspaper outlets to basically recruit young people across the county, all four corners of the county. We got about 10 to 15 young people together to basically come and basically discuss some of the issues that affect them on a Milwaukee County basis. We did have some adults there, and I want to first say I really commend the young people around the table because they really did a lot of the work because some of the adults couldn't make it due to scheduling issues. But the recommendations outline potential strategies that could increase the youth appeal in interacting with Milwaukee County resources, as well as offer alternative structured programming for youth to redirect their energy into positive community enrichment. The task force divided into smaller groups to develop recommendations and possible solutions for each subcategory. Each group had a different style and approach for outlining the layout of the recommendations. For example, sometimes the solution is included in the recommendation, and sometimes the issues are identified separately from the solutions. If you take a look at page 2, focusing on the youth programming, many youth issues in Milwaukee come from the youth having too much free time and getting into trouble due to a lack of monitored activity. Constructive activities that can help engage youth in activities they enjoy or can learn from help youth stay out of trouble. Programs such as the Youth Sports Authority. Programs such as the Youth Sports Authority could be massive problem solvers for the county by promoting passion in the youth. The problem with the use of the YSA is a lack of diversity in programming and a lack of awareness. Many students and agencies have no idea that these programs exist, and those that do may think the YSA caters only to those who enjoy big-name sports. Therefore, some improvements could cause this program to be far more successful. For example, make students and agencies more aware of the YSA through better promotion and advertising via schools, social networking, etc. Add a great diversity of recreational activities under YSA, Youth Sports Authority, from swimming to skateboarding, and let the students know what they can do. Another idea is not only occupy youth, but have them improve their own futures by reinstating the Milwaukee County Youth Council. Reinstating the council could give youth a healthy outlet for their time, and making minor improvements to the council will allow youth to have a sense of control or power within county government. So we're asking that you reinstate the Milwaukee County Youth Council, allow the council to communicate with youth via newsletters through each supervisors and social networking possibilities, remain open to general improvements to the council, and give the council an opportunity to communicate and collaborate with other youth councils in other municipalities. If you also take a look at page 3, we also touched on children's court programming, and the issues that they have identified are: there is a disconnection between local municipality law enforcement and the county's children's court system. They also believe that the intake process for youth entering the system is fairly lengthy and disorganized. Youth who has received tickets throughout the county may be categorized differently from city to city. For example, they may have 6 to 7 tickets total, but only one to two per city. When youth get in trouble with law enforcement, they are not always convinced that they have the same rights as other American citizens. Increased communication of all those rights is definitely needed. A lot of the rehabilitation programs funded by the state and the county for youth tend to overlap. Youth who are being taken into the children's court system need to be given a mental health and psychological assessment early in the process. And now I'm going to list the solutions that they came up with. The solutions are creating more opportunities and understanding between the municipalities and the children's court, in the children's court system. Creating a system to organize appointments with the staff of children's court. Create a database to track all ticket records across municipalities. Handing out resources in the form of a pamphlet or card listing all of their rights and responsibilities. We recommend that there be an audit of all the programs regarding juvenile rehabilitation. This will lead to discover of the overlaps in programming and save the county money. We believe to actively and correctly identify risk factors of juveniles, which is the YAS assessment, must be performed earlier for youth before they end up in the juvenile detention facility. This way we can more effectively help youth and provide them with a more appropriate form of rehabilitation.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Harris and then Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to commend David Crawley for staffing the Youth Task Force. As you know, the Youth Task Force was created by our former colleague Ian Biddle, Supervisor Biddle, who reacted to a situation of violence in our community, particularly around the State Fair incident that happened with youth. And so he took it upon himself to work with other community members to find an outlet where young people can come together and talk about the issues and help them solve the problems, pretty much. And so this is what the group came up with. We recruited 15 students who were just an amazing group of students, and I think any adult that came in contact with those students during the task force meetings can attest to that we had an exceptional group of diverse students who participated and added a lot of value to the youth task force. And one of the things that they really want to see happen is reinstituting the youth council, which I think the reason it's not up and running is because there was funding that was attached to it that we no longer have. So, so with that said, you know, we got a plan or have a report where we can, as a board, take some action to help our youth in our community and be, you know, a role model and let them also be engaged in this process. So, thanks,
Mr. Crowley. Do you know what the budget was? I didn't recall that there was a budget. What I thought happened historically was that Supervisor Tony Clark was responsible for that function, the youth council, and then she left, and then it fell by the wayside because no one was assigned to take her place. And so I don't remember. Do you know?
I actually was a former youth commission, actually. There was money attached to it. I'm not familiar with how much money was actually attached to the youth commission, but there was a pot of money that was attached to this particular ordinance.
Okay. All right. Well, then we should be able to find that. So, Ms. Collins, do you have background?
Madam Chair and Supervisors, I'm not aware of any funding that was attached to it, but I have looked into this issue. It is a current ordinance that I would say at this point is kind of unwieldy. It was repealed and recreated, and recreated to go with the program, the American Promise program. So there's a lot of stuff in that ordinance. So should supervisors feel like they want to go forward with that, they may want to take a look at that and see if they can maybe simplify it a little bit. But I'd be happy to provide some of the history of that ordinance and the policy and any resolutions and fiscal that would be attached.
Okay, beautiful. So, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess that's where, to my understanding, the funding was coming from, that organization that you mentioned. What was it again? The American, what was it?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it could be. The American Promise organization.
Right.
So, I don't know off the top of my head right now, but yeah.
Okay, because I also was under the impression that former Supervisor Willie Davis started the Youth Council, I thought. So, anyway, I can have my facts wrong.
Willie Davis?
Joe Davis.
Okay.
There we go. Thank you. Supervisor Joe Davis, who also took it to the city council. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. We can find funding, I'm sure. And all right. One person's talking.
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
Right. Okay. All right. Supervisor Bowen, Supervisor Mayo, and Supervisor Stemper.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. I also resonate with the sentiments that Supervisor Harris brought up. We had a great group of young people. I had a chance to work with them as well. And I look forward to making additional strides in youth leadership in our county board's role in that. I'd like to make a motion to receive and place on file the report that the young people came up with.
Okay. Supervisor Bowen would like to receive and place on file. Supervisor Mayo.
I do support that. I was going to make that motion to receive, place on file so that people understand that we did have this task force and it wouldn't be gone for naught. And I understand if they have to look at, see what they have done. Those youth took out their time, and adults and yourself, and it should be reported that this task force took place. So I do support receiving place on file.
Okay. Very good. All right. Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also had an opportunity to meet the youth. I want to commend Supervisor Harris and David Crawley on their leadership with the group. A wonderful group of youth. They're very engaged and very involved in positive activities for youth, and I wholeheartedly support that and support the task force. So, again, I want to thank you all for that, and I'll support the initiative.
Very good. All right. So we have a motion to receive and place on file. If there's no further comments or questions on that motion, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Thank you very much.